Swiss Cottage, not the one in London, but the one in Waterlooville, dates back to 1840, but it's fallen into disrepair. And now a developer wants to knock it down and make way for offices and flats. And our reporter Dominic Blake on the case, joining us this morning, and indeed James Alderson, resident and stand-up comedian. I don't know if he's going to do a turn for us this morning. We'll find out. Dominic, good morning. This is causing quite a stir, this, isn't it?
It is, Julian, and it's because it's a very attractive, distinctive building, a lovely angled roof, flint facade, nice central tower, and for the last 42 years it's been the home of the town's Citizens Advice Bureau. But a developer now wants to pull it down along with the building next door and replace it with an office and 14 flats. And that's upset our next guest, who says that Waterlooville should be doing more to celebrate its history in its 200th anniversary year and not demolishing one of the few remaining original buildings.
Well, let's say hello to James, who joins us now. Morning, James. Thanks for being there.
Morning, not a problem.
So tell me, what's so important about Swiss Cottage and why are you angry that this may turn into flats or offices?
Well, I think it's particularly important in this year when we're celebrating 200 years of the lovely town. And it's one of the few remaining old buildings left in the town. It's meant to be the oldest surviving one at all, actually. So the fact that in this year, it's going to be demolished is particularly poignant, I think.
You've made a video log, or a vlog, as they call it. What kind of reaction have you had to that?
Well, I did a 5-minute vlog just to try and add a bit of humour and history together, and hoping that maybe 20 people might say, yeah, that's lovely, and what a shame. It's now been viewed by nearly 20,000, shared about 350 times all over the world, and someone started up a petition, so many messages to the council. I'm sure they're loving me. But it was just an innocent little start to a series of historical vlogs I wanted to do to celebrate 200 years of the town. And this happened to be the first one, and it went completely crazy.
James, give me your take on architectural Waterlooville, the good and the bad.
I can give you the bad.
Yeah, go on.
No, I mean, obviously, one building by one building, they've been agreed to be demolished because they're run into, you know, disrepair, and they've justified it on the back of that. And before we know it, we've got probably 5 old buildings left in the town, and it's just a bit surprising that it's been left to get this bad.
Well, obviously, James, we have to have balance. Yeah, we have spoken to Havant Borough Council, haven't we, Dominic?
Yes, we have, and they told us a bit about the planning history, Julian. They did actually turn down planning applications in 2008 and 2012 because of things like size and scale, lack of employment space. But a new application did come in 2013. They say it attracted just one letter of objection, and the application was improved. And they say that at no point has the historical importance of St George's Walk been mentioned in any objections received by the council or the independent inspector. And they say it's not in their remit to list a building, because that procedure is overseen by Historic England, but they say that their conservation officer is now making inquiries.
And a bit more on the developer, Dominic.
I spoke to Tony Burton of Burton Properties, and he says that permission to demolish Swiss Cottage and the former Warner Goodman solicitors next door was granted in July 2013. He says the buildings have been almost entirely vacant for the last 3 years. They're in a poor state of repair, and that his plans are really just a variation of existing permissions, and that his proposals include a brand new office for the CAB so that they can carry on their vital work, and enough flats to make the scheme viable, Julian.
So, James, coming back to you, from my experience, sometimes when people don't object, it's because they didn't quite realise what was going on. I mean, is that your feeling on this, or did people not care?
Well, I think that a little orange A4 bit of paper stuck to the side of some little alleyway to let people know what's happening is probably not enough. And if the council had done a humorous historical 5-minute blog about it, then they would have got the reaction I just had, I guess. they need to maybe up their game, especially when it's with buildings of such importance, or even look into buildings that might have historical importance and find out things like we have with just a simple bit of research.
So, James, as the only member of the Save Swiss Cottage party on the radio this morning, what's your final pitch to the people of the area this morning?
We need to keep the identity of the town, and we need to remind people of why the town's here in the first place. It has got a lot of history, and if we don't hold on to the tiny little bits left, then I think it's just going to go into a complete concrete mess of architecture from the 60s and onwards, and there's more to Waterlooville than that.